Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. We're excited today. We have Emily Cook joining us in our studio on the south side of Alamosa. Emily Cook recently earned her Eagle Scout Award, the highest honor given in Scouting America. Emily, it's really good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Emily, also have to say that Emily worked with Alamosa Citizen going back to your sophomore year, the summer of your junior year, right, as a photographer. You doing any photography?
I'm doing some, just up where I live, but not like...
Not as much as you were doing for us. She interned with us. We really appreciated your internship a few years ago. And then after you, well, I think you were pursuing the Eagle Scout while you were an intern with us, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. What was the hardest part of earning the Eagle Scout Award for you?
I would say, honestly, just like being persistent, because it wasn't just like a year, it was 6 years in the making of earning multiple ranks and working my way to Eagle, and trying to do schoolwork, and I was in theater and jobs with all of that. It created a very busy, crazy schedule, and time management was probably the hardest thing. It was just...
Persistency is a really good characteristic, and one that you definitely... You have to earn 21 merit badges to get to the Eagle Scout Award.
Yes.
What of those merit badges, which was the most challenging for you, do you think?
The most challenging for me is hiking, which is an Eagle required, because I started that merit badge in 2019 when I first joined scouting. Mm-hmm. And I was so short, and I had a backpack bigger than me, and I had never been on a hike before, like a big hike. And we did 30, probably more miles in the backcountry, and I had a backpack that probably weighed more than I did. And that was very challenging, and it was a very hard hike, but it taught me a lot.
I remember, because I went to your ceremony when they gave you the Eagle Scout Award, you had a really... That was a great ceremony that you did at the Cornerstone Church of Christ in Monta Vista, and I went to that ceremony, and I think you were mentioning that hike, that was a tipping point for you, that you were ready to quit. You were ready to say, enough of this.
Yeah.
But somewhere in you found that energy, that desire to keep going, and you completed the hike, and obviously you completed that badge, and you got the Eagle Scout Award. What made you keep going?
Well, at that point in scouting, I had only been in scouts for about, like 5 months. That was in 2019. And my motto was definitely like, I can't do this. I'm too little. I'm too small. My brother can do this. I can't. He's been in scouting longer. I'm not ready. Kind of a thing. But that, like, when I finished that hike, it was just like, it changed my mindset entirely. I was like, okay, I did this hike with a backpack that was bigger than me. I can do anything. Like, I can push through, and I can do this. And so,
that's a cool transformation for yourself when you go from, I can't do this, I don't want to do, I quitting, to, no, I can do this. I am doing it. I did do it, and I can do anything. That's kind of where you ended up.
Yeah, and then I went to NYLT, which stands for National Youth Leadership Training, as a participant in 2020, and that was really hard for me, and that was another point. I was young, and I was still trying to figure stuff out, and I had panic attacks on course, and I went to Amber Baker, who was my scoutmaster, and she was also staffing course, and was like, I'm leaving, I'm done. And she was like, come on, Emily, we both know you're not done. And I was like, no, I am. And then we had a really long conversation about course, and she said, well, you're gonna have to, if you leave today, you're gonna have to try it again next year.
You know what, listening to you tell these stories, it's really revealing how much the journey to an Eagle Scout Award, how that revealed a lot of things about you and made you this really strong young woman now.
Yeah, it's definitely, scouting has been huge in shaping who I am today. And I wouldn't be who I am without scouting. It's taught me how to communicate well and just be perseverant through and resilient through all the hard things.
And you're planning to stay involved in the scouting world with Scouts of America. You're planning, or can you stay involved, I guess I should ask, now that you've become an Eagle Scout? I don't know where you go from here as a member of scouting.
Yeah, so there is, Scouting America has multiple programs, and so there's Venturing America, which is a program for 14 through 21, and that's more high adventure stuff. And so I'll be joining a crew in Springs, and I can be an adult leader in troops now.
Nice.
And I can stay involved and help other people work their way towards Eagle.
Why was scouting, why did it become important to you? And I use the word important because if it wasn't important to you, you would have quit and you would have stopped the hike and you would have said the heck with it and moved on to something else in your life, but you didn't do that. So obviously the scouting world, the pursuit of the Eagle Scout Award, all these things were important to you.
Yeah. It all started, my brother was in Cub Scouts. Before girls were allowed in Scouting America, I would tag along to all his Cub Scout meetings. I would be right there with everybody else building a rocket or making a Pinewood Derby car to race. And even when my Pinewood Derby car won, I couldn't get the award because I wasn't officially in the pack. But I won. But no, it was, I loved going to those meetings with my brother. And even though I wasn't officially part of it, I felt like I was.
So you wanted then to pursue that. And we should note that you have become one of the few women, females, to earn an Eagle Scout Award in the Scouting America program. How much does that mean? I mean, because that's pretty cool in itself.
Yeah. Girls to Scouting is honestly, it's still so new. It's only been 6 years of Girls in Scouting, and so compared to the hundreds of years of Boy Scouts of America, and so like I definitely think that Girls in Scouting are starting to rise up and take charge and get their Eagles, but it's honestly so crazy that I have the privilege of being an Eagle Scout, and it was a lot of work, but it is like such a blessing and a privilege that I was surrounded by the community of people I had to help push me and grow me.
I want to go back to, because again, I went to your ceremony, and I want to go back to the award ceremony they did for you at the Cornerstone Church of Christ back in September, I believe it was. And, you know, you go to these ceremonies, and I thought it was going to be, you know, just a quick Eagle Scout, here's your Eagle Scout, Emily, congratulations, your parents, I thought that's what it was going to be. But no, it was a whole presentation of your journey, of your life, really, that I found really remarkable in terms of the depth of the presentation of the program, of the honoring of you as an Eagle Scout. I'd never been to any of that ceremony. I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't know I was going to be all that, so involved. I mean, they were telling your whole journey. You told stories. You had Amber Baker and others that were there. It was a really cool event.
Yeah, thank you. It was long. I don't know if they're usually that long, but
you got to plan it.
Because I have people that really cared about me and they wanted to talk about me, which I don't love being center of attention, but I like that was a privilege I earned. And
you saw that at that event, you were, and your family and all your friends, mm-hmm. That's a really proud community.
Yeah. And I had people from, Colorado Springs, and someone traveled up from, Nebraska. My grandparents, my grandma came from Nebraska. And so like I had people from all over come, it was just such a blessing to have everybody there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see you, though. Hey, we're going to keep talking to Emily Cook. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Hannah Eubanks with the Valley Calendar Update. It is Halloween week. Here are the spooktacular events you can look forward to. Thursday at Adam State's McDaniel Hall parking lot, there will be a trunk or treat from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Alamosa School District is hosting a haunted house and community trunk or treat. This event is at the Family Center from 5 to 8. In center, check out the Dia de los Muertos trunk or treat at the center school. This event is from 5:30 to 7:30. The late night haunts for the Halloween weekend include the Cursed Corner in Antonito and the Haunted Forest in La Jara. Find the locations for each of these on the Valley calendar. On Friday, folks from around the community are invited and encouraged to join in the Boo Cycle Parade. The costume contest is at 2:30. The community bike ride starts at 3 and takes a route from the rec center through downtown Alamosa and back. Following the event, find the Alamosa Police Department's Trunk or Treat event at the National Guard Armory and free ice skating from 4 to 8 at the Alamosa Ice Rink. In Montevista on Adams Street, enjoy the Trunk or Treat Moonlight Madness from 3 to 8. The Adams State University Chemistry Department is hosting a chemistry magic show. This event starts at 3:30 p.m. in the Carson Auditorium. This event is free and open to the public. Check out the Haunted Hallways at the San Luis Valley Stewart Avenue Clinic from 4 to 6. In Fort Garland, the Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center is turning into Fright Night at the Fort. This family-friendly event is from 5 to 8. For those looking for a monster mash, Spare Keg is hosting a Halloween party from 6 to 11. Enjoy music, craft beer and marks, and a costume contest. In Monta Vista at the Church Project, the last Friday's Basement Halloween is offering techno, tarot, and a costume contest starting at 7 and continuing into the vampire hours. You can find details for these events and more at alamosacitizen.com. In Alamosa, our schools are the heart of our community, where students learn, grow, and prepare for their futures. Many of our schools have served generations of Alamosa students, but time and use have taken their toll. The Alamosa School District is seeking voter consideration on Bond Proposition 5A on your November 4th general election ballot. An approved bond would fund critical repairs and improvements to our school facilities. This includes school safety and security measures, upgrades to learning spaces, replacing aging heating, plumbing, and electrical systems, and a new transportation facility. Please cast an informed vote on Proposition 5A this November. Learn more at alamosaschools.org. Paid for by Yes for Alamosa Kids. Joe Martinez, registered agent.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Emily Cook. We're talking about the Eagle Scout Award that she earned over how many years? 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
That, and you don't start scouting with the idea that you're going to become an Eagle Scout. You just start it to get involved. You follow the program. You get one badge. But yeah. You decided to pursue the... Why did you go that far?
Honestly, part of it was seeing someone else's Eagle Court of Honor. I was like, wow, this is so awesome. And it was like, this is a lot of work, but like, how cool would it be to be the first girl in the Valley to earn Eagle Scout? And at the time, I was racing another member of my troop. She's not in the troop anymore, but she grew a lot in it also. Uh-huh. Not everybody makes it to Eagle, and that's okay, because scouting teaches you so much, regardless, like, if you get Eagle or not. You learn so much, and you grow so much as a person.
It is pretty cool that you're the first girl Eagle Scout in the San Luis Valley, but you could really tell the work that you had to put in when I was talking about the ceremony before the break, about the ceremony that they did. There's a lot of work. That's a lot of badges that you had to earn over 6 years. Were there other things that kept you going during that period of time?
Honestly, I think part of it was the people pleaser in me and all these people I didn't want to let down. I was like, when I wanted to give up, I would think, oh, I can't let Miss Baker down. I can't let my parents down. I need to keep going. I have to do this. And I think that was part of it. But it did get to a point where I was like, no, I'm doing this for me. And
for people that are interested in scouting, what would you tell them about getting involved? If they're interested in becoming a scout or they're interested in pursuing, what would you say to them?
I would say to get involved as soon as possible. It's a game changer. And again, even if you don't get to Eagle as a scout, like, you still learn so much and it's so fun. You go on camping trips and, that hike I talked about and leadership trainings. And it just grows you so much as a person. Again, if you don't get Eagle, it grows you either way.
Yeah, you're staying involved in the scouting world. You're going to become mentor to other scouts.
Yeah.
What does that, where do you see all of that going for yourself? I know you're going to continue to lead. You're going to continue to help others. Where do you, is it always going to be part of yourself? Because I talked, you see Amber Baker there. That's someone you mentioned. Seems like once you're in it and you're always in it. It's like, yeah, a lifetime commitment.
It's, I wouldn't say lifetime commitment. I mean, like, you can definitely, like, step back as you go older. Miss Baker, she stayed in scouting to help me a lot of it. I mean, she helps the other scouts too, obviously. But Austin Baker, her son, got Eagle not long after I joined. And a lot of parents leave after, like, take a step back after their kids have gotten Eagle, but she stayed to help other people. And so it's, you really have to be servant hearted to be in scouts and continue helping other people and staying in scouts so long.
Well, and your parents are always involved. We know Matt Abbey, who runs the Hobby Town downtown. Mm-hmm. He's really involved. You saw all this community come together when they did your Eagle Scout Court. That all came together, and you could see all those people that were supporting you, which is a pretty cool community to be a part of.
Yeah, it's again, it's just such a blessing to have that community, and I have that community in Springs also, which is where I have moved to. And a lot of the people that were at my Court of Honor were from Springs, because I've just built such a loving community there.
Do you get a sense of how big, or give us a sense of how big the scouting world is in Colorado? Are you starting to get a sense now that you are growing out of the San Luis Valley, growing into other areas of the state? You're working in Colorado Springs, you're living up there, you're going to continue your scouting on the Front Range. You get a sense of how big this community is statewide?
Yeah, even statewide, yes, but even like countrywide. I have friends that could call, has someone in like every state because of scouting, that if they were stuck on the side of the road, they could call.
That's cool.
And scouting isn't just nationwide, it's worldwide. And
yeah,
it's such a big community of people who are excited about the same things, and it's so awesome to see. But it's, yeah, especially in Colorado, and all my friends in the Front Range, and my sister lives in Longmont, Colorado, and she met a scout that we're in the same Order of the Arrow Lodge. And he had heard about me because there's an event called Conclave with Order of the Arrow. And a lot of the people that came from Springs left that in the middle to come into my Court of Honor and then drove back up. So they were driving like 7 hours that day or something like that. It was insane, but they did it to support me.
Wow. That sounds like you've really found a really supportive community for yourself in your young adulthood now as you keep moving forward. Really good to see you, and wish you all the luck as you keep moving ahead in your life. It's really good to catch up to you and see you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we've been talking to Emily Cook. She's the first in the San Luis Valley, first girl in the San Luis Valley to earn an Eagle Scout Award. Pretty impressive. We got to know her when she worked with Alamosa Citizen as an intern. Now she's all grown up. Emily, looking great. Thank you. Hey, you've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with Emily Cook. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the Valley.